You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
I am your host, Zany Mystic, also known as Lance White. Tonight, I have a very special treat as my guest is Christina Keene. In 1994, Christina was indirectly hit by lightning while she was sipping water from a drinking fountain. The building she was in was hit by lightning, and the current ran through everything, including the metal she was touching, blowing her off her feet and almost clear across the room, leaving her with singed arm hairs. Christina believes this jolt firmly awakened a dormant part of her mind. When her father unexpectedly passed away a few months later, she became obsessed with figuring out what happens to us after we die and why many people suffer with diseases of the body and of the mind. About 2 years after her father's crossing, during the summer of 2000, her psychic opening culminated in spontaneously channeling the goddess Sophia. She has spent many years honing her ability to be a clear channel, allowing the wisdom of Sophia's direct and playful personality to emerge. So let's welcome Christina to the show now and find out how she is and so on and so forth. Hi, Christina. How are you?
Hi, Lance. I'm great. How are you?
Good. Well, I wanted to thank you, first of all, for giving me a direct experience of Sophia this last week. It was absolutely mind-blowing.
Yeah, she's really amazing when she works one-on-one with people. So, yeah, it was lovely.
And I'm going to ask you a little bit about, your background and how this all came about. And I'm also going to ask you fairly soon if we can provide all of the listeners, both now and into the future, with a direct experience of Sophia.
Yeah, of course. That's what I love to do.
Oh, good. Well, so whatever you want to share that you think will kind of give people an idea of where you're coming from and a little bit about you.
Yeah, well, as you started as the introduction, it was quite a shock for me, all of this. I actually came from Irish Catholic, a very conservative background, so All of this was very new to me and quite shocking, like the lightning.
Uh-huh.
It's been like a wild, wild ride. I feel like I was kind of thrown into the world of psychic phenomenon, but it's been a wild ride, and I think it keeps on showing and proving itself to me that I view myself as a small town Massachusetts gal that just happens to have extraordinary experiences happen to her. So I feel like it's really part of my job to kind of help people see channeling in a new light and to share that this was a surprise to me, and then to give that bridge to people on how to digest the material, what it's like to channel. It's actually kind of like going into a meditation. It feels really amazing. So to take in Sophia's energy, it feels like, I don't know, it's delicious, actually. So all of the mainstream things about being afraid, even my Catholic upbringing that said maybe this was wrong, the feeling of it felt so different that I was always compelled to keep on pursuing it, even though I have to say I've been worried about being a little odd and freaky at times. But
well, we all worry about that, don't we?
I know. Especially to say, oh, there's two of me. You know, you get Christina and then there's Sophia. But, I mean, I think because I'm pretty down to earth, and again, I see myself as a small town gal, that it's been really easy to help people kind of relate and tap into something that may be new for them, but it's pretty exciting. I think what Sophia offers is pretty new and exciting, so it's been fun.
Yeah, definitely not like anything that I've experienced before.
Yeah.
And I have listened to quite a few channels over the years, and it's always kind of been, it's a little bit surprising when you hear the person that you that's channeling go into the experience, because there's always some kind of dramatic personality change.
Right.
You know, Bashar becomes extremely direct and boisterous and quite on. And all of them have their own, some have Irish brogues. But I've learned that it's just the way that is, and it's really kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, it is cool. It just takes a little while to get used to seeing it.
Yeah.
And getting your mind around, could this really be possible? But I think the work itself, the wisdom that is shared through channeling, usually proves itself, because somehow that being says something that you go, and really awakens some part of you that maybe, you know, you weren't really present to before that. And I think that's what Sophia is really great at, is really making that connection with people.
Yeah.
So it's not just a downloaded piece of information that's transmitted one way. She's all about getting in there and chatting and conversation and what it's like to be human. She's all into it.
Yeah, you're getting me excited about it now. Just a couple more quick questions before we segue into that, because I know it'll take a moment or two for you to, you know, there's a preparation moment. You'll be doing some breathing just to let the listeners know. So there will be some breathing, and this is an interesting time, too. I don't know how other people experience it, but I had waves of energy coming through me during that process where you were grounding or doing whatever it is that brings that energy in.
Right.
And it was tangible. I mean, it was like the hairs on my arms were standing up.
Love that. That's the gift of Sophia, that she does touch people physically. So when you said that, that's how I first came into contact with her, was through movement, that I felt her surround me. I felt that wave type of energy you were talking about.
Yeah.
And
because
I'm a dancer, I just kind of kept moving with it. And then I went, oh, I think it's moving me. Whoa. So, yeah, it does have that physical sensation. Sophia is considered the guide of humanity. So from her perspective, she knows everyone. And so she likes to kind of say hello to everyone. She gets very excited about saying hello to people. So.
Oh, good. And from my own experience, when she's on, she will be talking to every person listening to this tonight live, and in any future listeners that listen to it, that energy will be present in that moment.
Exactly.
So it's a timeless kind of experience. So for those who are listening tonight live, this is a live show. And for those of you listening at some future date in 2045,
yes, I love it.
You will be getting whatever energy you get, and it will be just as exciting and prevalent as it will be tonight, I'm sure. When you bring her in, do you feel is it ever draining for you, or do you gain energy?
Well, it's a practice. So just I really compare it to like running a marathon, that you train yourself to be able to hold her for a long period of time. So when I first started, I could only channel for 15 minutes max without being completely exhausted. But I've trained a long time, so I can do this now. And most times I feel pretty good afterwards. Sometimes you have, you know, magical things going on where collective healing is happening, and you know, you get a whole bunch of energy coming through my body, so you'll find that I am a little tired at the end of it, but I have all my tricks. I have a little chocolate waiting for me afterwards, and how to take care of myself. That's a trick of the trade, actually, how chocolate, I think they've used it in Harry Potter, actually, how chocolate.
Yes, they did.
I was so excited. I was like, that's real.
A lot of these things that we see that come out as fantasy or, you know, mythological are quite real, including science fiction and all of that stuff.
Exactly. Well, I've loved the Harry Potter, all the movies and the books. So they've really opened people up to say, maybe there is magic. Maybe there is something beyond the veil. And that really helps in my work, because once people open their hearts, that's really where you make the connection to Sophia from. So it's exciting.
Now, is Sophia a timeless archetype or divine goddess kind of wisdom, embodied and unembodied? And do you know what density or dimension she comes from? Or is that important at all?
Well, Sophia is the Greek word for wisdom, and then she has been referenced since the beginning of time as the feminine aspect of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that she has been speaking with people, guiding people, philosophers. I mean, there are whole groups of people that have studied Sophia. So I would say that she's like the active, God being maybe the observer. Sophia's the active. She's the being that's helping us manifest our daily lives. And she's in there with us. So that she has that sense of knowing you right away, which I think sometimes when you meet her and she is already in there with you, it's, whoa, okay. She kind of jumps in really quick, like, hello, my friend. And all of a sudden she's in there in your personal material in a way that it feels lovely, like, oh, someone knows me.
Yeah,
And that is timeless, that she, again, has been with humanity since the beginning of time, and that you could call her the ultimate mother, that, you know, the mother that takes on the friendship mode and the guidance, kind of being in there with you and excited about cheering you on in your life, and then really also giving you the tools, bringing insight and wisdom, and reminding you that you are wisdom. I mean, that's what she's really all about, is not, let's not bow down to Sophia, let's bow down to our own selves and realize that we are wisdom and that we're divine.
Yes, it seems like her message, as far as I could, you know, feel into it, is to empower.
Exactly.
I felt very empowered and nurtured, and a little bit surprised, and she's quite contemporary, and she's also very ageless.
Exactly. So, she's been doing this for a long time. So.
Yeah, well, yes, that's right. Of course. And we're just catching on right now in this silly little world.
Exactly. So, yeah, she has that feeling. And I think that surprises a lot of people, because sometimes channeled material has a lot of old language, where she will work with both old and new language. She'll talk about things on television right now. She's really playful and sassy, flirtatious at times. So it's very surprising. I think it really surprises a lot of people that she has a lot of fun. And that's one of her main messages as well, as we're feeling empowered and stepping into our spiritual shoes. How can we have a good time? How can we embrace the journey as being a playful one instead of it having to be so serious all the time, which
absolutely.
I enjoy.
Absolutely.
I totally enjoy.
Well, I'm open to starting. Let's have a direct experience whenever you feel like going into it.
Yeah,
if there's anything you want to explain to the audience before then, that's fine.
Yeah.
And whenever she comes out, she comes out.
Yeah,
you know.
It usually only takes me a couple breaths, but thank you so much for chatting. It's really fun to be able to say hello to everyone prior.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so pretty much I just take a couple of deep breaths. You can usually hear me on the exhale, and I'm just kind of allowing myself to step aside or go into a meditative state, and then you'll get Sophia. So here we go.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Good, and hello, my friend. It is Sophia. Excited to be with you tonight. How are you, brother?
I am thrilled to speak with you again so soon.
It is lovely. Excited to dance tonight and to share wisdom. What an honor, yes, to be on your show. That really helps people open their hearts. So thank you, my friend, yes?
Oh, you are very welcome. Do you have any messages before I begin asking questions, or, you know, before we get into a conversation, that you would like to share with those listening now or in the future?
Ah, grand. Well, let us say one of the most important things these days, based on the sensitivity of the listening audience. Let us call all those listening now or in the future the sensitives or intuitives or psychics of the world. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and when we are intuitive, it seems like a great gift, but it can also be a great curse if we don't have some of the necessary tools. So one of the things I would like to start with tonight is this idea of, as a sensitive, you pick up a lot of energy of others that tends to exhaust people or keep them from stepping into their own wisdom, because we are always solving other people's problems. Does that sound familiar to you, my friend?
Quite.
Yes, the problem solvers of the world. Yes, we are the guidance counselors, the ones everyone are calling all the time, yes?
Yes.
And what is required from us is a sense of protection where we can offer assistance to others, but we do not give our light away. Because you do not come here to, let us say, give your light away. You arrive to be a reflection of the light that you are. So you don't have to give anything to anyone. You just have to be that brilliant light that you already are. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Good. So what we have to do is have a technique where we give back energy of others, and then we surround ourselves in some sort of protective energy. And I call it a sacred temple, some place that we can exist where no other energy gets in, because that allows us to tap into wisdom, into source energy. So could we do a little technique together?
Absolutely, yes.
All right. It is called the energetic bubble, yes? And okay. We just start with repeating all thoughts that are not mine. Will you say that out loud?
Oh, yes. Okay. All thoughts that are not mine.
Go back to where you came from.
Go back to where you came from.
Good. So all thoughts not my own, get out.
Okay, all thoughts that are not my own, get out.
Good, I love the get out, because intuitives are really nice, yes? They're really nice people.
Yes.
And
yes.
We tend to let people overstay, yes?
Yes.
So look at the yes, yes, we do. Our
yes.
friends, our family, they linger yes. in our energy field all the time, right?
Yes, absolutely true.
Absolutely. So then what we say, and we won't go personal today, but in general, after you say all thoughts, and you can add all thoughts, feelings or sensations that are not my own, return back to sender or source. So you're just basically saying, anything that's not mine, go back to where you came from. And then from there, we name names. We name our family, our friends, our coworkers, anyone, either present or crossed over, that might be influencing how we think. So instead of going personal today, we are just going to say all thoughts of family, friends, and collective return back to source.
Okay.
Will you say that?
All thoughts of collective, family, and friends return back to source.
Good. So then if we were alone, we would actually say those names out loud. Or you
right.
would say them in your head, yes?
Right, right.
We will not call out all your friends and family right now, yes? We will give them a break, yes?
Right.
But we name their names, because once you do that, then they are actually required to leave your field. It is like an invitation to say, thank you so much, but I really need sacred space so that I can be me, yes?
Yes.
Good. How does it feel? Does it feel empowering to tell energy to get out?
Yes, it does. It does. And another thing that's related to that is, what about when we go out into the world and we're driving in our cars,
yes.
and we're going to our grocery stores, and we're
yes.
bumping into other people, and we're filling our cars with gas, and there's music on the radio. How do we create a bubble of protection when we're in the midst of so much chaos?
Exactly. So we start in the protection of our home prior to going out. We tell all energy to get out,
okay.
And then we'll keep on going with the technique because it's going to protect you out in the world. That's the point, yes?
Right,
To help you drive to be in the grocery store. So what we do is imagine a flame, like a bonfire in front of us, and then we actually step into it, and we are going to be magical creatures where we are not going to be burned, but instead we are going to transmute or lift off of us any energy that has lingered inside of our body. So we just imagine stepping into this flame, and I am going to quickly name the body parts and imagine it moving through the body. So we bring the flames through the feet, through the legs and the knees, and we are transmuting and sending back any energy that is not yours. We are lifting all energy on the belly, allowing this flame to clear out all things that are held in our bellies. We allow the energy to move up through the chest. We allow this flame to burst through the heart. We imagine it moving through the shoulders, lifting off the weight of the world that we carry around with us.
Mm-hmm.
Good. We recognize that one. Good.
Mm-hmm.
And we allow it to move through our throats, into our head, and almost like a tornado, it starts whipping around the mind, in the head, and we allow it to release out the top of the head. Good. And then we imagine a big bubble. Have you seen the Wizard of Oz with Glinda the Good Witch that comes down in the bubble?
Yeah.
So we can it's a beautiful image. So we can imagine that. Now pick a color, Lance. What color feels really lovely to you?
I like kind of a purple magenta.
Yes, beautiful. So we surround you in that color bubble 10 feet in all directions.
Mm.
And what happens is the moment you visualize it or feel it, and for some people you have to say it out loud, we either see, feel, or hear, some of us. Our strongest senses, that once we imagine this bubble, then we have created a very powerful, what we would call a psychic, energetic protection field that does not allow that loud music, those people that are driving their cars, all of the thoughts of others, they stay at a distance. And it allows you to hear your own rhythm.
Yeah? Yes, I could call that my Glinda bubble.
Exactly. And when you say that, it calls to you magic. You see the little wand and you say, all right, traffic clear away for me, yes?
That's right.
Store, there are no lines. And you would be very surprised. It sounds very silly. Yet the more you practice this, you will see that you are all powerful creators, that when you pick up a wand and we use that image, we call forth Glinda the Good Witch for a reason, which is to remind you that you are all magical in your own right. So we honor the channel talking about Harry Potter tonight because it really reminds us all that we can set a little intention, let traffic separate for me, let the grocery store experience be easy for me. And when you set that intention, you would be surprised. The more you practice this, the more you will actually have those experiences where you will say, wow, did I just create that? And the great thing about it is, yes, you did. Yeah. Good.
Yes.
Good. So that is what I always want to start as the gift of the evening, because once we all have our beautiful bubbles around us, now we are aligned with our own inner wisdom, and that is where we answer questions from. Because really, if you are influenced by, let's say, your partner, your mother, most of the times we are influenced by our mother's thoughts, if you are influenced by that, you are not able to access your own wisdom. And typically you are providing answers. You are asking, what do I do with my life? And you are hearing answers that are based in your mother's idea of what you should do with your life, yes?
Yeah.
And typically that is not the right thing, yes? That is her own ideas, yes?
Exactly.
Good, good. So how does this feel? Now, do you practice prior to this? Did you practice some protection modality?
I did not do it consciously. I have a little thing that I do prior to the show. which is similar but not quite the same.
Yes. So it is really important that we practice something daily, because it really will make a difference in your life.
Wonderful. Well, now that we're all in our bubbles.
Yes. Grad, where shall we go from here, brother? I leave it to you, yes?
All right. Here we go. I think the questions that are most, that I see coming up on everybody's mind is kind of an amalgamation of what's going on in the world, what are the energies, is this the end times, are we shifting from third density into fourth, fifth, or higher, and if so, are all these prophecies that point to 2012 accurate, and if so, what's going on, and what's going to happen, and when? So that's all the kind of a mishmash, and I think you can probably pick my brain and figure out what it is I'm trying to ask you for everybody.
I love it. But let's feel how lovely you weaved it and what you did in your sharing. Oh, my God, what is going on in the world? 2012, the chaos, yes?
Yes.
Yet you did it so lovely. So first of all, congratulations in that, yes?
So thank you.
Yes, well, one of the most important things as intuitives, as the mystic, as the zany mystic, you understand that there are major changes and what we are going to call chaotic energies going on out there right now. So first of all, let's just honor that it is true, the planet is kind of freaking out right now, but it is purposeful, right?
Yes.
How does it feel when I say the planet is freaking out or the collective is freaking out?
It feels really good to hear it, to be validated.
It feels really good, yes, and it
yes.
makes it almost amusing. The,
yes.
the collective is freaking. We use the word freaking because you can see people's hairs being, yes, all frazzled and them running around in circles, yes?
Yes, yes.
Good.
Yeah.
And why we use language is we identify what it is we are sensing, and we put it into playful imagery that says it's real and we're not making all of this up, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good. So everyone is freaking out because what is happening is exactly as you said, we are moving from a third frequency, a third dimensional frequency into a fourth. And that is a big deal on planet Earth because we have existed from a third frequency for a long time, yes?
Yes.
So if everyone can just imagine, let's imagine buckling our seatbelts, yes?
Okay.
Because we are really about to really take off on a huge roller coaster ride that finishes with you being in a different amusement park than when you started. So imagine you start at Disney World and all of a sudden you get off the ride and you're in Disneyland, yes?
So okay.
We started, one coast and we ended up on the other. And we are using these playful imagery because really what is happening is that we are starting to see through the veil right now. People are starting to, why everyone is freaking out is that everyone is starting to be psychic, yes?
Yeah.
They're starting to feel energies beyond their own. People have been very shut down for a long time into their own perspectives.
Mm.
We didn't have the technology that helped you reach out and see other perspectives. So people were very dense, yes, third density, dense in the I experience. Just me. Oh, me and my world, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the switch from the third to the fourth dimension says that you are all one and you pick up energy of others. You pick up your friends' thoughts, your family's thoughts. So what happens right now is that the collective, the masses, are starting to feel frenzied, just like all the intuitives when you first started to awaken. It was overwhelming, yes?
Mm-hmm.
We get tired easily. We pick up fear. And right now, there is a lot of fear going on because people are feeling that the world is changing, and that is true. Yet, let's get on to the exciting parts, yes?
Yes.
Because as intuitives, you are already awake. So these big planetary shifts are not about you. They're about the 80% that are asleep, that are starting to have intuitive, psychic, otherworldly experiences that you typically have on a daily basis, that you sense people, you have contact with spirit, you hear, sense, see things a little more than everyone else. Mm-hmm. So what happens is that as this big awakening happens, all of the ones that have been tortured, yes, the 20% that are awakened, all those that are listening right now, yes, Sophia,
yeah.
When is it going to get easier for me? I am exhausted, yes?
Yeah.
All of those, they are going to awaken. So what you look at as a bleak world right now, a selfish world, people that are so consumed with silliness, they're all of a sudden going to get... you could call it slapped, yes, or punched, yes, or tripped, or a bus hits them, yes, and all of a sudden they are going to say, what is important? I think I have been missing out on something. And they are going to look to people like you for advice, because you're going to say, oh, it's okay that you see your crossed over grandmother in your kitchen right now. It's okay, yes. We don't die, right?
Right, right.
You're going to start educating people through these major changes. So instead of us focusing on those 80% that are going to have a dramatic awakening, you could call it a big earthquake, a big tidal wave. Yes, it's going to look disastrous. Some may cross, some may stay. We may have other 9/11s, but let us say all of those are based in bigger principles, which says this planet Earth is a big playground, yes, where you choose to have dramatic experiences to wake up that you chose to come here. You chose this to be your play, this to be your movie. So if you're in a horror movie right now, well, beloved, you chose it to be that way. You like horror somewhere down deep, yes? You really like seeing the blood and guts of war and terror. Now, I know for many, they say, Sophia, you're making too much light of this. Yet, if you can see that this is a type of a movie that we are agreeing to play in, and all those that are playing horrific roles have chosen them to be that hero, to be that tragic person, to be whatever, that villain, yes?
Mm.
Because there is part of them that says that experience is... not like any experience you can have anywhere else in the universe. This planet Earth is really the ultimate playground. It is the ultimate Disney World of the universe, yes?
It seems that way to me.
It does. And I make light of it to help everyone relax. Because as you spoke, Sophia, what's going on with all the chaos? You can feel you've done a lot of work on distancing yourself, not being whipped around by the tornado, instead standing in the eye. The eye of the storm that has perspective and trusts the planetary changes and trusts that you will come out of it unharmed. You will come out of it a spiritual teacher, a spiritual leader guiding everyone from the physicality that we have gotten caught inside of into the blending with the spiritual realms, the physical and the spiritual realms, like the figure eight weaving back and forth, yes?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel when I say all of that? And I may not have answered specific questions, but I chose all of those words purposefully to really help people start to distance themselves from what's going on and see if we can use the words, I trust it, just like I trust that this movie will end and I will walk out just fine, yes? If we can begin to trust what's going on, and you are brilliantly weaving that to all your listeners, by the way, you are brilliantly weaving that to all the people around you right now, let us trust what is going on, that it all has higher purpose and meaning. And today, the only meaning we need, yes, I know you love the big picture. I know you want all the details, as do all the listening audience.
Yeah.
And I say to you, the most important details are how are you going to live your life in the most delicious, magical, yummy, fun, playful, exciting way when all of this chaos is going on, yes?
Yes, that
is the real question and the challenge here, yes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we feel guilty. We feel, oh, maybe we should be in chaos. Maybe we should be miserable like everybody else. Well, I say to all you light workers, you have already done the hard work. You have already done it. So let's find the light. Yes, let's find your magic wand.
Yes.
How are you feeling when I'm saying this? I can feel your mind churning. Can I let go of worrying about all the chaos? And can I enjoy a playful ride right now? Is that what you were asking in your mind?
Yes, you picked that up pretty well.
I'm not sure, Sophia, if I can buy into this. And most people aren't sure until you start practicing it. So can we talk about the practicalities of practicing this seeming, bubble experience I am talking about, yes?
Yes, I think that'd be a great idea.
All right, so let us start with, let's look at what's going on in terms of, politics, war, things that you turn on your television and you see all these horrific images. So let's give a practical tool. Let's say that as intuitives, you turn on the television and you pick up all of the disconnect between people, all of the ignorance, all of the my way is better than your way, and let us hurt each other to see who is the strongest one here, yes? We turn on the television and we feel devastated. We walk out into the world and we see everyone walking by the man that is holding out his hands asking for assistance. We see everyone not even seeing him. So our hearts bleed day after day and we start to feel in despair. So instead, let us imagine that we put the television on mute and instead we put on our favorite music in the background, whatever that may be. It could be classical, it could be rock, it could be jazz. And we tap into the rhythm of that music, and then we watch what seems to be horrific images in front of us. And what will happen is that your internal rhythm will awaken, and you will start to get mini messages that say, oh my goodness, that experience is about releasing collective anger. You will start to get the bigger planetary messages that you cannot get if you're inside of it, if you're being whipped around in the tornado. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, so when you choose a different station, when you choose a different frequency, you're going to start to hear the bigger messages. So instead of me telling them all to you today, it's more important that you have an experience where you see a woman who has lost her child to violence, but you are watching that image and part of you then senses the child coming to you because you're paying attention to something higher and saying, I am facilitating bigger compassion in my family. I am awakening this community to come together and to clean up all of the guns in this community. My death will serve a purpose.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, you have a connection to that woman, to that child that seems to be a horrific tragedy. All of a sudden is a big service. That child chose a horrific death in order to offer something to that community that only a tragedy could really do and only a light worker could really tap into if they step out of the collective energy.
Yeah.
Ah, so every single day, wisdom, maybe that is a bit of myself, yes?
Yeah, that's okay.
I am standing next to you. All you have to do is turn the dial to a frequency that relaxes you, that
soothes you, that calms you, that uplifts you. And I use music today because music is an easy thing to pop into your ears based on your iPods and all the little gadgets you have these days. Mm. It is easy to walk around putting another rhythm in your ears. So by the time you need to take the music out, you're already set in that frequency that allows you to see and interact with the world from a higher frequency, from a frequency that is in trust, yes? No matter what person, if they are having a crappy day and they are spurting out insults, you can say, my goodness, I'm sorry, your soul is so taxed today. Oh, yes?
Yes.
And all of a sudden they look at you, what? Because you are responding from a higher frequency that doesn't get mad at them for being crappy.
Yeah.
You sense that their crappy has something to do with the bigger world at large, and if you could offer a gift in that one moment, well, the entire environment changes. And that is why you are here right now, not to get caught up in the bigger picture of what is going to happen, to be in the everyday moment where you are offering insights to the fellow human beings around you that are not as awakened as you are. I feel you relaxing a little. I feel you starting to release the bigger picture just a little bit, yes?
Yes, yes, yes.
Good. Yes. So we start with, let's start with the tools. Number one, we work with our protective bubble. Number two, we then ask, how do we align with a frequency that calms us? Now, for many, it might not be music. It might be maybe a form of moving their body. Maybe a form of cooking helps people get feeling peaceful. So whatever it is that allows you to feel in rhythm or in peace, create that to be a daily practice that starts your day so that you are turning the dial into a frequency that says you can trust and that you can be the one that translates higher wisdom in every scenario, in every line waiting for the post office, yes, in every waiting for your coffee and grumpy people around you, wherever you are in traffic, you have the opportunity. You always have the opportunity to tap into something that is filled with breath, filled with light, and filled with truth.
Yeah.
So you are welcome. And humor, exactly.
Yeah.
And you are welcome to ask whatever particular questions that come up, because I tend to weave a magical picture, and the mind will rebel. So you are welcome to say, but what about this, Sophia? Yeah?
Yes.
Good.
Well, I'm so entranced by where you're taking us. It's like the Pied Piper, you know. You're just kind of taking me on a journey, and I'm enjoying the ride.
Exactly. Good.
And I do, you know, I have some questions that now they don't seem quite as important as they did.
Good, you are proving the point, yes, that when you, and I am like that player of the pipes, yes, where you follow along, because I am speaking to the rhythm of your soul right now, because once you create the bubble around you, there is no, you don't need to place a wall in front of your heart. So the moment you have a bubble around you, you take the wall down that typically stands in front of the heart, because the heart always feels the brutality of the world. So inside of your bubble, it's safe to feel light, to feel love, to feel someone that says, follow me, which is really follow you, because I am just reflecting you back. That is what I do, yes? I reflect back to you your beauty, your light, your magic, your rhythm, and I ask you to follow your own beat. So as you are following my pictures, you are having your own experiences, whether it be you or any listening audience. You would have had little moments where we heard it in your voice where you went, you took a breath, you took a pause. All of those little things are starting to inform you that every moment you have the opportunity to follow this rhythm instead of everyone else's. And everybody else's sounds like a bloody mess, yes?
Yeah.
Sounds like 25 rock groups trying to play all at once, yes?
Yes, yes. No question about that.
Good, I love that, and I love allowing yourself to process all this, because it takes time to say, I'm going to choose the magical route, because part of us really worries that we are being selfish, yes?
Yes, yes, of course.
And there is no worries on that. I tell you that when you are self-centered, centered in yourself, you are healing the world around you and offering to the world great gifts. When you are in your center point, you start to say to the world, it is okay to be beautiful. That's what the world is afraid of, actual, the beauty of self and the beauty of all types of expressions.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of questioning, when we were in unveiled consciousness prior to being here, are we evolving into what we already are, or I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this. In other words, we already are. I'm not sure quite what I'm trying to say.
You're doing well. Shall I help a little here?
Yes, can you help me with this question?
All right. Let us say that you come here not necessarily to evolve. You come here to say, all right, let's look at a bigger planetary picture. On most other vibrational frequencies, so instead of talking about other planets and things like that, let us just say in other realities, people don't choose to forget in the way that you choose to forget here, so that there is not a me, you in the same sense. There is a collective oneness or we, so that suffering is not something that is a primary experience on other realities. So the reason you would choose an experience of suffering is to say that it is so delicious to awaken.
Yeah.
So when you taste bad food, right?
Yeah,
when you taste good food, doesn't that good food taste 10 times better than if you didn't have the bad food to begin with, right?
Yes, yes, of course.
So the reason you come here is because you are the extremist. You are the ultimate adventurers of the universe. You are the rock stars of every galaxy, yes?
Wow, I like it.
And exactly, and that is what I say to people often. You are all rock stars here. You are all famous in your own right.
Wow.
The entire universe is tuning into planet Earth right now, bigger than Dancing with the Stars, yes?
Wow.
Everybody is tuning in, and everyone has their own particular person that they align with, because it's a big galaxy out there, yes? So that you all come here because you are the ultimate adventurers. You really want to know what it is to be light, to be whole, to be free, to be love. You really want to know that, so you choose to have the opposite experiences of that, so that when you know it big time. So that when you hang out with the other players of the galaxy, you say, oh, but you have never been to Earth, yes? If you want to really experience love, you will go to Earth where you forget about love and then awaken to love. So don't tell me it is so easy to know love. Go to Earth and then tell me, yes?
Yeah,
is love that easy? Well, no, it's not. Because if you forget it, well, it takes a lot to awaken to the bigger truth. And that is why you are here, because you ultimately want to teach the rest of the world, we'll say, what it's really like to forget, so that you remember in a way that is rich, is full, is embodied, and has an I energy to it, a characteristic that doesn't get lost in the all that is. It has that individual, so that you all show up in your sassy little outfits, yes, that says, love is an expression of all things, and my jazzy, yes, outfit says that this is my experience of love, yes?
Yes, yeah.
So that you're educators. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Some can say that we're the explorer race.
Exactly. You are the explorer race. So even the person that seems to have the worst experience here is someone that will teach others someplace else that experience was valuable. Because we can look at someone and say there is no purpose to their lives, yet the moment they cross, they awaken and see that there always was purpose.
Yeah.
No matter what it was,
whether
you
were
horrifically killed, you were the one doing the killing, whatever happened here, you get to the other side and you realize there was a reason for it that is based on a much bigger principle that you will go out and share, that this earth is pretty extraordinary, and it kind of gets forgotten because of all of the lostness here, people being lost. We love that program of yours, Lost, yes?
Yes.
Because it's so confusing, and that's exactly what your planet is, confusing.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you have timelines that are always crossing each other, because as humans, you are actually wired into the past lives that you have lived here, so that you will meet someone, and part of your wiring kicks in. So like that program of Lost, are we in the past? Are we in the future? Where the hell are we? Yes?
Yeah, yeah.
And that is what's happening here all the time, that you are remembering that you have journeyed with these humans many, many times, because there are only so many adventurous ones like you, there really are. Many people from other places would say, you're absolutely insane to go there,
that's what I think.
The insanity is brilliant. All of those that have produced brilliant works in the world, you could say, they were a little bit out there, a little bit insane, right?
Yes.
Because insane produces brilliance.
Yes, that's true. It does seem that way.
Yes.
When you mention timelines, Sophia, is everybody on their own timeline, or are there several major timelines that will be diverging and heading in different directions, or splitting off from one another?
Good. Great question. Yes, it's a great
Thank
question.
You.
So let us say that there are always many timelines going on at once, because time really is not a linear thing, But especially based on going from third density to fourth density, you awaken to the fact that there is no death and you have come back to this planet many, many times, wanting to awaken to the higher truth when you're actually embodied versus on a realm where it's not so physical. So what happens when you're going from third density to fourth, that all the different times where you have embodied on planet Earth, they all start coming together. So if you were to work with the light workers right now, they are dealing with hundreds of lifetimes that you are balancing out what seems to be that was a horrific timing, and you are getting the gifts of those lifetimes. So from third to fourth density, light workers experience a majority of their past lives. Now, those are only for the light workers. So those are for the 20% on your planet. The 80% are just trying to deal with this particular lifetime and the fact that they are going to live on, and the fact that things are a lot more, the unseen world plays a very big role here. So that's going to be the major transition that will happen in this 2012, is the unseen realms, the fourth dimension, is going to make a strong, let us say, a strong presence on your planet. You're going to start to really have those otherworldly experiences. So most of the majority of the people here have enough to deal with the idea of ghosts. You don't want to throw in 25 timelines at the same time. Yet for someone like you, you're dealing with many, many timelines converging, because for you, this is about a form of mastery, stepping into being an awakened one here, where you can witness what's going on without getting pulled into it. You can hold that higher vibration and see that you don't have to help the world. You just have to be who you are. And that helps the world. So for you, tons of timelines. For most listening, tons of timelines. And the most important thing is to keep on grounding yourself in today's date. So
right.
For most people that I work with, and I am working with mostly intuitives right now as we are paving the way to speak to the masses, yes?
Yes.
I am always saying to everyone, repeat the date. Because a lot of times, a lot of the things you are experiencing are past lives coming in and balancing themselves, and you're projecting that onto your current circumstance. And if you can start to understand that your puzzle pieces are coming home, and if you stay firmly grounded in this now, you won't be overtaken by those lifetimes. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
A lot of times we respond to people, oh, I can't stand that person. And that actually comes from a past life, yes?
Yeah.
But if you would ground yourself in, you would say, oh, there is an aspect of that person that I'm trying to make peace with right now.
That makes sense to me.
Good.
Sophia.
Yes.
We have about, 5 minutes left.
Time flies.
And as much as I want to thank you for being with us, and anything that you'd like to share before you turn back over the reins to Christina, please do.
Good. Well, thank you, my friends. It has been an honor to create this vision today. Doesn't feel like we went on a little vision quest, yes?
Yes, yes. I could have stayed on here for hours talking to you.
Yes, time flies. And
yes.
In that vision, we went to places that if you just allow the body to settle in, you're going to find that a lot of the journey we went on is helping to embrace and ground in trust. So really, let me pull away any veils and be transparent about what I was creating today with our journey. It was an embodied sense of trusting that you are a grand adventurer here for a purpose, and that you will not get pulled into the chaoticness that is awakening everyone else to that truth, that you will gently sit on the sidelines and trust all that is unfolding on planet Earth as we speak. Thank you, beloved. Yes?
Yes. Yes.
I honor you, my
thank
friend.
You.
I thank all of you, and I say to you, journey well. Yes?
Yes?
I am with you, and all you need to do is access your breath, surround yourself in a bubble, and wisdom is always there for you. Thank you, my friends. Namaste.
Thank you.
Hello.
Well, hello, Christina.
Hi, Lance. Wow, that time just flew.
My goodness, what a fascinating experience that is. I hope that the listeners got as much out of that as I did. Sophia just blows me away.
She tends to do that.
Yes. We've only got a couple of minutes left, so I want everybody to be able to know where to find you.
Great.
So if you could tell them where your website is and
Great.
About your newsletter and so on, that would be wonderful.
Oh, thank you. So the website where you can get tons of information is ChristinaSophia.com, and that's Christina with a K and Sophia with a PH. We have a weekly newsletter called Insights that we send out, and when you sign up for that, you actually get a free ebook on one of three CDs that we put out. That one's called Life Purpose. And then that's really usually the way I suggest to get to know Sophia. So we have three lines of CDs that you can look at on the store, on the website, where Sophia goes into life purpose, tools to manifest your dreams and visions, and then dealing with doubts and fears. And then we're always available for private consultations. So all of that information is on the website, as well as a lot of different archives from all the radio programs. So you'll definitely get a great feel about who I am, who Sophia is, and all the different ways that wisdom is always wanting to talk to you and engage with you. So
wow.
Buckle your seatbelt, as she says.
Yeah. Well, Christina, thank you so much for being on the show tonight, and I would love to have you back again so that we can have more chats and find out more. I feel like I just barely got to touch the surface of it,
but we
went so far.
I know. I would love it. And it's, you never know where she's going to go, so it's always a wild ride. So we'd love to come back. Thank you.
Well, many blessings to you and a million thanks. And I urge everyone to go check out the site and find out more. Christina, my best to you, and I guess that's the show for tonight.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Good night. Right. I'm Sophia. Christina, Sophia, and
listeners. Christina, Sophia. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.